Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Shelly get revenge on her man Frank, say aye.
Aye!
Shelly, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
So I am married to a wonderful man. Frank, he's a hard worker. He takes really good care of his family. He's a great dad. He loves us. I'm a stay-at-home mom. But I have one little problem that I don't know how to fix, and it's driving me crazy.
Is it in the bedroom?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not there. Actually, yes, kind of.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
how much coffee did you drink this morning, by the way?
I'm a little nervous, you guys.
Let's just all breathe with Shelly here. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's just take a deep breath. No need to be nervous, Shelly. We're here for you. Okay, so Frank has a problem in the bedroom. What's going on?
Okay, well, the problem in the bedroom is that Frank travels a lot because of his work. So, unfortunately, he doesn't get to spend a lot of time with the kids. And for some reason, which I can't explain, Frank has decided that the best way to spend quality time with his children is to convince them that our house is haunted.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
How's that bonding?
Well, because what happens is, like, he'll tell them, like, he'll put them to bed, and then he'll, like, scratch on the door, like, it's some, or, you know, he'll make weird noises or creaks. He's even gone so far as to download some app on his, like, a smart plug thing for the lamps in their room, or the lights in their room, so he can turn them on and off.
When he's,
oh, my God!
Wow.
It's horrible. Horrible.
I'm trying to hang out with your man, Frank. Yeah, that sounds hilarious.
No! So what does he get out of scaring them? Like, does he just run in and say, like, gotcha?
Well, it's daddy to the rescue, because, you know, who do the kids go running? Because, of course, daddy's a protector. So they go running to our bed, and daddy's there for them, and he gets to cuddle with them, and he gets to be the superhero, and, you know, he loves all the attention.
I've done this.
This is so stupid. Okay.
So what's your problem with this, though? He wants to spend time with the kitties.
And it's lovely. The problem is that when he's traveling, they still come running into our room because they're still scared. They don't
know
daddy's there.
Gotcha.
And on top of that, now they because of this being afraid, they're now wetting the bed.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Your poor babies. He's traumatizing them.
It's horrible. Dirty sheets. You know, I'm getting kicked in the face at 3 a.m. when he's not there because the kids are still sleeping with me.
Right. And you're used to your man giving you the dirty sheets, kicking you in the face when he was there.
Oh, my God. A
little donkey punch. What about?
Oh!
Pretty much. I mean, I prefer,
Well,
anyway.
Hello!
Ew, you nasty girl.
Speaking of donkeys, hello.
God.
Well, I mean, like I said, I love my husband. He's a great guy. He's a great husband. He's a great dad. I just have this huge problem. I'm hoping if we can get a little revenge on him and learn his lesson.
Okay. I can see how that backfired. I don't think it was intentional, but I could see how that backfired. And now you're the one to clean up the mess.
Ew, yeah. Literally, ew.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye!
Carla, how many seconds we're going to give Miss Shelly here?
167.
167 seconds to coax and convince the hubby into baby talking to you live on the radio. Question for you, Shelly.
I hope it doesn't kill me, yes.
I mean, I hope so too, girl. Then your house might actually be haunted.
Wait, are we an accomplice if that happens?
What?
No, wait, hold up.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're back. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Is that bad?
No, I've never done it in a relationship, and I feel like at this point now with the cupcake calls, am I missing out?
Try it.
You'll get a donkey punch.
Oh,
my God. Hello.
Just a donkey.
All right, so you're going to baby talk with him or get him to baby talk with you. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio. We'll embarrass him back and prank him back. How's that sound, Shelly?
Ready, let's do it.
Okay, we have to get his number from you. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, it's a cupcake call with your morning mess. Ladies and gentlemen, Morning Mess, we're back with a cupcake call. We had spoke to Shelly moments ago, and she let us know she needs revenge on her husband, Frank. So Frank is a traveling man with business and work or what have you, so anytime he's back into town, he misses his kids, so he has a fun little game. I've played it. I'm sure a lot of dads play this, where you scare your kids, and you want them to run to daddy, so daddy's your protector. I do the whole tent thing. I get the sheet, and I put it over his dad. Oh, my God. There's a bear out there, guys.
What?
You know what I do, too? I get my phone. I go on YouTube. Actual factual.
Oh, my gosh.
I go on YouTube, and all you punch up is animal sounds, and you put the animal sounds outside the little fort.
Oh, my God.
And the babies think there's an animal
kind
growling.
Kind of cute. Kind of ridiculous.
You are committed to that.
I am.
And so I feel what Frank did, but it backfired on you, Shelly. Now he's out of town so much with work, the kids, every little noise they hear outside their window or in their room, they're running to mommy's room.
Yes.
And more.
Well, you know, they're scared now, so they're wetting the bed and almost a little bit of night terrors, like they're having bad dreams. It's really gotten out of hand.
Now daddy's not there, now they're extra scared.
Yes, also, yes.
Mommy got to hit them push-ups, make them feel that you're secure.
Oh, please, no. Mommy needs to get back at daddy.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Yeah.
Okay, how many seconds we're giving her, Carla?
167.
We're going to give you 167 seconds on our show clock. Shelly, are you familiar with cupcake calls?
Of course.
I'm going to convince your man and coax your man into baby talking to you live on the radio, who have no idea he's live on the radio, to embarrass him back, okay? And when we think he's had enough, we'll jump on the call and let him know.
Let him suffer.
Ooh.
We do not need to know what y'all are into, girl. I do not need to know that.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Babe.
Hey, honey.
Babe, I need you. I had a dream.
What?
I had a wonderful dream. It was very realistic. It was just you and me. No kids with us.
You had a dream you're talking about?
I had a dream about you, and I need some attention.
Are you okay, honey?
It was one of those dreams that you wake up hot and bothered. I was thinking about those little shorts that you wear.
Okay. All right. You know I'm at work right now, right?
What are you
wearing?
It doesn't matter what I'm wearing. What I needed to hear is, you know how you talked to me before? When we're alone together at home, can you talk to me like that? Little sweet talk?
Right now?
Please.
I am, honey, I'm in the office.
Babe, you could do it.
Oh my goodness. You're getting me.
Good.
You are getting me a little worked up. Hang on one second. I'm going to have to go outside. Hang on, all right?
Mm-hmm. Hurry up.
Hey, Mike, I'll be right outside.
Okay.
Honey. Wow, we haven't done this in a long time.
I know, I miss it. That's the point.
Goodness, honey, you're getting me a little excited. What do you want me to say?
Good. Tell me that you find me beautiful and that you still want me and...
You're gorgeous. You're amazing. I love you.
But tell me that, you know, tell me that the way you tell me when we're alone. The sweet voice. Babe.
You want me to do the voice?
Please.
You want me to do it? I love you. I love mm-hmm. you, mommy, baby. I love you. You make me so happy, Wappy. You're so pretty, like a little pretty kitty cat. You love me, daddy. I love it when you walk around with your little shorts on, your sexy wexy.
What is sexy wexy?
I don't
what
does know, that mean? But it's weird.
I haven't gotten to that level yet.
Gosh.
Frank?
Somebody's on the line.
Well, yeah. He's a little slow, huh?
Frank, yeah, you are actually live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You've just been cupcake called.
Oh my God.
I love you, babe.
Shelly, you want to let them know what's going on?
Sweet revenge for all the wet sheets that I have to change when you're not there, for all the kicking me in the face at 3 in the morning that I have to deal with by myself, for all those horrible things that I'm dealing with because you think it's funny to scare our children.
Well, the children are scared.
What is happening?
Is that what you do to them?
I don't know. I just wet my bed. Pretty sure.
Are you serious?
Well, I need help to help you.
Yeah, you already married him.
Yeah, that's a great point. There is no helping you, my friend.
That's a fascinating.
You said I do.
I love my kids. I love them.
Yeah, but you traumatize them.
Exactly.
Oh, they'll be fine. That's what therapy's for.
Oh, my gosh.
What in the world is wrong with you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.